With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Early results are beginning to come in as Super Tuesday polls close in the eastern U.S. Donald Trump has won the Republican presidential primary in Virginia. President Biden started off the night by winning Virginia and Vermont, as well as Iowa, where Democrats previously held a presidential preference contest but didn't release their results until this evening. President Biden and Donald Trump are poised to move much closer to winning their party's nominations because Super Tuesday is the biggest day of the primary campaign. Hundreds of delegates for both political parties are at stake. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
North Carolina officials have had to activate emergency robocalls to correct voting misinformation from a radio station serving a western part of the state. Lisa Dwyer reports.
North Carolina's State Board of Elections says the WKYK, based in Burnsville, North Carolina, reported incorrectly that voting precincts had closed and that residents around Yancey County would have to vote instead at the County Board of Elections office. The North Carolina State Board of Elections says that the false information appeared to be an honest but unfortunate mistake. Within 30 minutes of the radio report, the county's emergency management office used a subscription-based public safety mass messaging system to issue the correct information. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona says she won't run for a second term this year. Sinema's decision Tuesday comes after her estrangement from the Democratic Party left her politically homeless and without a clear path to re-election. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 404 points, the Nasdaq dropped 267, the S&P lower by 52. This is SRN News. Israeli Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz was in Washington Monday meeting at the White House and raising concerns about Vice President Kamala Harris's call for an immediate ceasefire in Israel's war with Hamas terrorists. Across America, polls suggest evangelicals are strongly in Israel's corner, and in Dallas, Pastor Jack Graham has declared his unwavering support for Israel.
You can't negotiate with terrorists, and so I would call upon every Christian and certainly pastors to support Israel and to pray for the hostages and their families, and let's eliminate the terrorists and those who would destroy Israel, because once Israel is down, if it goes down, and it won't, God said he will preserve it, but if Israel goes down, then it puts the whole world in the crosshairs of these terrorists, and they're coming for Christians next, so it just won't end in Israel.
Jack Graham is senior pastor at Preston Wood Baptist Church in Dallas, which recently hosted relatives of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas. SRN News. Wall Street suffers its worst day in weeks.
Tumbling big tech stocks dragged Wall Street to its worst day in 3 weeks. The S&P 500 fell 1% Tuesday. That was the second straight drop for the benchmark index after it closed last week at an all-time high. The Dow fell 404 points. That's also about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite led the way lower with a drop of 1.7%. Apple was one of the heaviest weights on the market. It's been struggling on worries about sluggish iPhone sales in China. Apple lost 2.8%. Other influential stocks also sank. Microsoft fell 3%. Tesla skidded 3.9%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Dodge unveiled two battery-powered versions of the Charger muscle car that will still roar like a big V8 engine but not emit pollution from the tailpipe. However, the brand will keep selling a gas-powered Charger as well. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.